This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, edition number 498. Hello, Delaware. For Wednesday, October 13th, 2010, I am Norbert Davis, your host. On this episode of Totally Cool Tech, the flow no mo, kiss this, breathing healthier, plan B, out of nowhere, Android has got your heart, the never miss bullet, and I'm calling this show Hello Delaware because, well, like Wayne in Wayne's World, hi, I'm in Delaware. And yes, I am. I am in Delaware. Touchdown yesterday in Philadelphia, actually. And I am at my father-in-law's place, and we are in Delaware. That's right, beautiful Delaware, Millsboro, Delaware. And we will be spending some time down here visiting family, friends, and cousins of all sorts. People I don't really know yet. This is going to be cool. I've got two brother-in-laws that I'm meeting, a sister-in-law. Actually, I met those folks last night. Because, yes, I'm actually recording this early, and I'll have met them by the time you hear this. Flew in from Sacramento, and my arm's really tired. Flew in from Sacramento via Denver over to Philadelphia, and my father-in-law picked us up. And we've come all the way down here to Millsboro, Delaware. We're going to be kicking back, chilling. I'm actually going to be meeting one of my friends out here. Later on, probably next week, and checking that out, having some fun, experiencing some of the sights, sounds, and experiences that are out here. A lot of good historical stuff that I really want to take the kids to. Check that out, and some good food. There's going to be some good food. You're going to love that. Probably not going to do much technology-wise, amazingly enough, but I did bring tech. I brought lots of tech. As a matter of fact, my wife was going crazy the other day looking at all the tech that we're going to be bringing. She pretty much went nuts and said that this is ridiculous. We're bringing more technology than we're bringing clothes and all that other kind of stuff. So, oh well. But, you know, hey, it's vacation. All right, hey, Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, and it's in my luggage, where you will find shows that are family-friendly and work-safe. And we're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. That's Blueberry without the E's. Go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. That's right, episode 500, it's getting that much closer, folks, so you're going to want to listen to this, because we're having to give it away. It's going to be close to our three-year anniversary and show 500. Trying to get those two to line up. Not really sure. Shooting for October 21st-ish, something like that. So I'm going to see what I can try and do there for that. So keep your ears open. Keep your keep watching the website, www.totallycooltech.com. All right, now. Enter into our giveaway. You must be a resident of the U.S. or Canada, or at least have a shipping address in the U.S. or Canada. And, you know, you must respond to my email if you win. If I call your name, you need to say, yep, here, right here, and respond to the email and have a U.S. or Canadian shipping address. Because I cannot afford to ship outside North America and all that kind of stuff, okay? All right. Now, I have a few prizes lined up. Possibly some more in the works, like I've been saying. It all depends how things go. You never know. That being said, here's what you have to do to win. Number one, listen to the podcast, because I'm not posting the instructions. I did accidentally post some of them. If you're really good, you'll find them. It was unintentional, so you figure it out. Now, go to the TCT website, and if you don't know the URL, listen to the show, and I'll mention it later on, okay? Now, actually, I just mentioned it a minute ago, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Okay. Send in an email with the subject, Show 500, and answer these two questions. What is the number on the TCT logo? And number two, who did I talk with on Show 500? Okay? Now, there's a bonus question. What is the hidden meaning behind my logo? It's all If you look at the logo and you kind of understand the logo, you'll get what it is. But there's something a little bit special about that. If you really dig deep, I think you'll find it, and let me know what you think it is. All right, all entries must be in before October 26, 2010 Pacific time. Okay, so like, I can't remember when we're going to switch back, but so that means that after 11:59 p.m. Pacific on October 25th, you have 1 second to send in that email. All emails that are received with a timestamp after that date, or after, you know, that are stamped October 26, 2010, not eligible. It's got to be on October 25th. Has to be in on October 25th, okay? That's my rules, so good luck. All right. A few of the things that we will be giving away, and I'm going to tell you about, is the, well, here they are. A Bluetooth hands-free car kit. It's a visor mount style. Maxi Vista application for the iPad. It's a secondary monitor using your iPad. It's pretty cool. It works with a PC. I know that. 4 gigabyte USB memory stick. USB to SATA IDE ATAPI device. And so you have like an extra hard drive sitting around the house. Maybe you're repairing someone else's laptop or computer or whatever, and you need to pull that drive out and you want to test it with something else, you can test it with your computer using this device. Laptop, whatever, doesn't matter. It has one-touch backup as well. It uses it's Mac and Windows friendly. I also have a super bright LED flashlight that is waterproof and uses three AAA batteries, which are not included. You have to provide those yourself. I suggest highly lithium ion. The blue Energizer ones, those are really, really good. They'll last a long time, really nice and bright, good stuff. All right, we're not sponsored by anyone, and I'm actually powered by, tonight, Mountain Dew, no, not Mountain Dew, Root Beer, A&W Root Beer, as a matter of fact. Love that stuff. Let's see what else. A little bit of water here. And we're just going to go ahead and go right into today's content. Okay. We told you a while back that Qualcomm was going to be putting out Flow Mobile TV. And, well, they're the people behind it. And there's going to be all sorts of, you know, programming and all that. You can get it in cars and all sorts of stuff. You're supposed to be able to order this stuff. There's going to be devices that have this in there. Well, guess what? It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Qualcomm, the maker of this, is killing its mobile TV service called Flow TV, that promised to bring popular TV channels and shows to handheld devices such as smartphones and in-car entertainment systems. It will also suspend the sale of dedicated gadgets that ran Flow TV. Let's see. There's a quote here. It says, "We are suspending our direct-to-consumer sales of new devices," as Qualcomm. In a statement, "We anticipate we will maintain the network so that current direct-to-consumer subscribers will continue to receive Flow programming into spring 2011. So, it's going to die. It's going to have only been here about a year. Flow TV made its big debut on Super Bowl Sunday when it aired went out to about 160 million viewers. And, you know, I thought that was going to be pretty cool, but guess not. The Flow is going to stop. Interesting. I was really surprised that was going to happen. Oops.
It's the fact that this
Oh, now that was annoying. That's an ad. I just happened to barely even roll over that Sprint Galaxy S phone ad. That is annoying. All right. Going to edit that out. Okay, next up, from Nerd Approved. Oh, the first one. I'm sorry. The first one over there was from Wired Gadget Lab, so I want to check that out. So over here at Nerd Approved now, KISS is getting their own line of HD TVs. Now, I'm a decent KISS fan. I mean, they're not my favorite band, but I do like them. Grew up with them. I've seen been to one of their concerts. It was actually pretty cool. But not to be one to miss an opportunity to pimp themselves out on the merchandise, this iconic rock band KISS has teamed up with Roundtable Concepts to offer a brand-branded line of HDTVs.
If you recall, Roundtable Concepts is the same company that brought us earlier Marvel and Street Fighter themed HD TVs. I kind of missed that. And I wouldn't want to buy any of those. But I probably wouldn't want to. I don't know. Maybe this KISS one? Eh, it's okay. I know Gene Simmons. He's always into marketing himself and KISS. Yeah, this doesn't surprise me. Looks like they'll have 32, 40, 42, and 46-inch 1080p LED flavors. And they have the nice, you know, cool KISS logo on there. And it'll be in all the corners. And an 8-second splash screen of the band that loads when the TVs are turned on. Actually, that's kind of pretty cool. I guess there's going to be a special promotion going on that will offer a 55-inch KISS HD TV with a 32-inch model thrown in for free. Oh, so you buy a 55, get a 32. That's not bad. It's going to go anywhere from $819 to $989. Awesome. You got to have to check that out. All right. Over at MedGadget, thought this was pretty cool. It's a novel biophotonic technique for early detection of lung cancer. This is going to be really cool. Hopefully I don't have lung cancer, but it's always a possibility. Everybody's, you know, there's all sorts of cancers going on all over the place. I don't know if it's the technology that we have nowadays, the pollution we've got nowadays, all of that, none of that, just happening. Maybe we know more, and we test for a lot of things now. I guess the researchers over at Northwestern University, North Shore University Health Systems, and NYU have developed an optical system that may allow for early lung cancer screening of patients that who are at high risk for the disease. The method, called partial wave spectroscopic microscopy, analyzes the disorder strength of cell nanoarchitecture of swab cells from the lining of inner cheek. In an initial study, the results showed a greater than 50% detection rate in smokers with lung cancer. Wow, this is going to be interesting. I do love good medical technology, and I guess they can detect cell features as small as 20 nanometers, uncovering differences in cells that appear normal during standard microscopy techniques, or using standard microscopy techniques. The PWS-based test makes use of the field effect, a biological phenomenon in which cells located some distance from the malignant or pre-malignant tumor undergo molecular and other changes. This is cool. So if you want to go ahead and read a little bit more about that, if you're the kind of person who might be at risk for lung cancer, head on over to the site we have here. We'll have the link up there for the MedGadget article. Pretty cool. Now, you've all heard about the miners in Chile. There's 33 of those guys about a half mile down in an emergency chamber of a mine that they were in. And it's been about 66 days as I read this, at least according to the article. And they're going to get these guys out here much sooner than expected. They really expected that around Christmas time they'd be down there. I guess there's three different attempts going on right now, or three different plans called Plan A, Plan B, Plan C. And it looks like Plan B is like actually the first one there. And it only took them about 33 days or 66 days as I record this. And on Wednesday, which is today, the day this is released, they should be hitting that location. Now, the hole is going to be about 2 feet wide. And they may have to, they say, plant some dynamite to widen the hole at their end, at the final end. And additionally, the shaft will need to be lined with steel to prevent rocks and debris from collapsing the hole itself. So once this thing is properly lined, the miners will be lifted up one by one in a rescue capsule called the Phoenix. But as the rescue path isn't exactly straight, I guess they had to wind around some rocky walls, there is fear that some miners may get wedged. I hope that they can do maybe one or two tests so that this doesn't happen and we don't have an even bigger problem. I really, really am hoping for this. I mean, this is the Chilean people, their mining companies or whatever. I think they're a lot better prepared for emergencies like this than here in the U.S. And they really have gotten... A lot of press about what they're doing here, and the fact that, you know, the guys are safe and they're going to be getting them out. This is so, so cool. So hopefully everything goes well. And I guess it's going to take like 11 to 12 minutes to reach the surface once everything's done. And one little thing I've heard is that they're actually arguing, the survivors are arguing who's going to be the last one to come up. You know what? Make me the first one out. That's what I'm saying. I don't want, you know, you can be the last one out. I'm the hero. I'm the last one. You know, let everybody go first. Get out of my way. I want to go see my family. That's all I'm thinking about if I'm them down there. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully everything goes well. Heart goes out to the families, and really hope everything goes well for those people. All right. Next up, you know, I got the Kodak ZI-8. Didn't have a chance to go ahead and make that video like I wanted to, but I'm going to mess around with that hopefully in the next day or so, get some stuff up on the website maybe. We'll see. But looks like Sanyo, out of nowhere, is coming up with a full HD 1080p pocket movie dual camera with a 10 megapixel digital photo and a 3x optical zoom. That's right, a 3x optical. This is going to be awesome. Now, there's the VPC-PD2, and it's going to have full 1080p at 30 frames per second. All right, 10 megapixel digital photo, works with iMovie, and so it's going to be compatible with that. Embedded software for sharing videos and photos. 2-inch LCD monitor for HD playback, 3x optical photo zoom. That is awesome. It has a wide-angle lens range, so it go from like 36mm to 108mm. Wide-angle lens range for photos. Oh, the video is 36 to 108. The photos is 37 to 111. High-speed sequential shooting mode, digital image stabilizer for photos and video. MPEG 4 and H.264, high compression technology, 48 kHz, 16-bit AAC stereo sound recording, built-in stereo microphone with built-in speaker, mini HDMI digital interface, built-in direct USB connector, USB extension cable is included, and SDHC, SDXC memory card compatible, and also it's compatible with the iFi card, so that's going to be sweet. I'm actually kind of stoked about this. I might want to have to get one of these things, because this thing's supposed to be like $169, $179. That is awesome. And it includes a high capacity Sanyo branded lithium ion battery. The battery is capable of 700 milliamp battery and work with a PD2. It delivers approximately 65 minutes of video record time and can provide up to 240 minutes of continuous playback. Awesome. This is really cool. And you guess you can record over 20 hours of full motion video. And I guess that's on a 32 gigabyte card. Wow, that is awesome. And I'm going to see what the... Da, 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 da. Now, the recording media will take an SD memory card to SDHC up to 32 and an SDXC memory card up to 64 gigabytes. That is too cool. Does record in JPEG, DCF, DPOF, XF version 2.2. What else? Tell me what. Okay, for the recording video resolution, it'll do 1080p, 30 frames per second, 720p at 60 frames, 720 at 30 frames, and 640 by 480 at 30 frames. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. And I don't know, for about $170, I think I'd actually buy this. It looks pretty cool. It looks like it has a tripod mount. I can't really tell here, but I think it will, and that is going to be awesome. So if you're looking for something a little bit better than maybe what you've got already, but you want a portable handheld, the small digital camera style camcorder, this might be Year One. It's going to be pretty cool, and I don't know if it's out right now. It does say it's available to Sanyo Store, and we're clicking that up. $170. I'm telling you what, folks, this is awesome. I'm going to have to really look at how mine works right now. And if I'm not totally happy with it, I'll probably get myself one of this. It's called the Xacti XACTI, the VPC PD2BK Full HD 1080p Pocket Movie Dual Camera with 10 megapixel digital photos and 3x optical zoom. Gotta love that. All right, over here at Uber Gizmo, iMac unveils a mobile and wearable EGC or ECG system on an Android smartphone that's encephalocardiogram. Basically, it takes pictures or, you know, measures your heart rate and all that kind of stuff, how everything's going, beating and all that, to make sure you are doing fine. And it's going to work on an Android. Since Bluetooth connectivity does take a huge chunk out of a device's battery life, iMac has managed to achieve what it is set out to do by using an entirely different low-power transmission system, which should rely less on juice to pave the way for longer continuous monitoring sessions while the patient is being up and about. Now, the interface will be based on a standard secure digital input-output interface, and it will go on an Android handset where the integration of all available features will be available on Google's operating system. SMS, email, and data transmission over the internet, GPS to track users' location, all that kind of stuff. Now, does this mean that Android-powered tablets have yet another use for them? Maybe so. You know, maybe you are someone who has to undergo this kind of sensor monitoring, and you got your Android phone. You go out jogging, all that kind of stuff. You know, you can watch what your heart's doing. Maybe you're exercising. Maybe the doctor wants you to go do some stress tests, but they want like real life, you know, real world what you do. This would be really cool to do that. That way you don't have to be hooked up with all these kind of sensors and wires and all that kind of stuff. It's going to do it. It looks like it's wirelessly according to this picture, but that remains to be seen. There's going to be sensors on your body and probably a little transmitter too as well. But this is pretty darn cool. Be able to do that kind of stuff on a smartphone. Wow. Amazing. All right. Finally, over at Geekology, DARPA is coming out with an auto-aim bullet, or maybe a firing system. And it, you know, last week, the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, awarded Lockheed Martin a $6.9 million contract to continue development of the company's one-shot program, a research project that began back in 2007 that aims to develop an advanced sniper scope that is able to calculate things like crosswind, GPS location, range to target, temperature, and even humidity, and almost instantly update the sights to ensure that there's an automatic kill by the sniper. You know, I don't know if that's actually going to mess with the skills of the sniper. You know, is it going to make everybody a sniper? And can this technology get outside the U.S. and used against us? Yeah, I guess any bit of technology can always be stolen or reproduced or copied or, be had any which way. Man, that is some real spooky stuff. It's interesting. I think it's really kind of cool. Make sure that, you know, our troops are able to go ahead and do what they got to do and make them better shots. I hope this doesn't deter their skill, make them less skillful, actually. But man, that is really, really interesting. Another $6.9 million to do that. That's one heck of a sniper scope, let me tell you. And apparently, it's really, really close to being done. I guess Lockheed Martin will have 15 test units ready for delivery to the U.S. military very soon, with 100 more to follow if things go well. Wow, this is going to be very interesting to see what happens here. Don't know if we'll really hear much about it. I mean, if it goes really well, will we really know? This is the military we're talking about. Yeah, anyway. Okay, that is going to be it. I think I am done, so this episode is going to be over here. So thank you so much for listening to the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, no matter if it is on Stitcher Radio, the Roku, Boxy, iTunes, through a podcatcher, from the website player, it doesn't matter. I appreciate it. And if you like the show, go ahead and recommend us to a friend. I really would appreciate it. Still going to CES 2011 or, you know, got my CES 2011 or bust thing going on here. I'm asking for a little bit of help. If you want to donate, there's a button on the website, www.totallycooltech.com. And, yeah, I will wear a t-shirt or something with my sponsors' names on it. I'll definitely be mentioning you. Wearing your name, giving you props as much as I can. And I'm going to be going out and with my new HD camera and going out and, you know, interviewing different people over there at CES, find some gadgets for you, report on a whole bunch of stuff, and I'll be putting you guys' names and stuff like that on the video, and in the I'll be mentioning your names and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to help me out, I really would appreciate it. I thought it'd be pretty cool. And if you have a company and you want to sponsor me, please go right ahead. I'll wear your logo. All right, I'll definitely put your logo up on the video that I'm put up. You guys will get top billing, so pretty cool. All right, all the show notes and links are available over at totallycooltech.com or tctpodcast.com. Please go ahead, send me an email or audio comment to tctpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what you think is cool tech. What should we be talking about on the show? Is there something you want to talk about? Let me know. Come on. Yep, bring it on. I'll put you on there. Keep it clean. We'll put you on. Or you can go ahead and call the podcast listener line. It's also the complaint line. Area code 540-999-TECH. And you can follow us over at Twitter. Just go ahead and hit up TCT Podcast and let us know what you're looking at, what you're doing, what kind of stuff you're playing with. I'd really like to know. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.